Georgia State Baseball on the Georgia State Radio Network.
All right, we head to the bottom of the fifth inning here in Atlanta. And for the Panthers, it'll be the 2, 3, and 4 hitters. This guy having a good time. And that guy having a good time. They're not even aware of the score. And just enjoying an afternoon at the ballpark here. The weather is fantastic. Temperature's enjoyable. Slight breeze. If you get a shot of the flag out in left center, blowing out to left field. And Caleb Freeman will lead things off, followed by Colin Hynek and Wills McGinnis. Two runs across in the top of the inning on two hits, one error, and nobody left for Coastal. And they have a 7-run lead here in the fifth inning. Caleb Freeman, 0 for 2, struck out looking his last appearance and lined out to the first baseman Thorndike back in the first. Takes a strike on the first pitch from Darren Horn. Right-hander into the wind. Fastball low, count even now, 1-1. Freeman currently hitting .359 on the year. 1-1 pitch, doesn't chase, it's 2-2. Strike on the 2-1 pitch, evens things up at 2-2. Horn looks to have a very concise delivery. Short and to the point, here's the 2-2 pitch. Just missed with a fastball on the lower outside corner. Payoff pitch. Swung at, missed. Swinging Freeman down on strikes. Second time he struck out here in the ballgame. Caleb, slow walk back to the dugout, 0 for 3 so far. And Colin Hynek will step in. Hynek has struck out twice, once swinging and once looking. Fouls that one off the netting in front of the Georgia State dugout. Currently at .247 on the season. Leads Georgia State in the home run category with 12. Hit number 12 on Friday night. Hits this one high in the air left field. Shading back is Alexander at the wall. He'll look up, and that one is out of the ballpark. That is home run number 13 for Colin Hynek. Solo shot. And the Panthers make it a 10-4 ball game. Exit velocity just over 100 miles an hour. 102 to be exact. And that looked and sounded pretty good coming off Hynek's bat, clearing the fence in left as Alexander watched it sail out of the ballpark. Panthers now trail it 10-4 here in the fifth. First pitch on the way to Wills McGinnis, taken for 1. For Hynek, again, home run number 13, RBI 35, and that is hit number 25 on the season. Realize almost half of his hits are home runs. Now got 25 hits, 13 home runs. 3-0, no strikes to count here to Wills McGinnis. .30 pitch. Right down the middle for a strike. It's 3-1. Right-hander into the wind. And that's going to be a chopper just foul on the third base side. Literally inside of a foot from the line. And a 3-1 count. 4 runs, 5 hits, 2 errors for Georgia State so far. Here's the 3-1 from Horn. Lost him on a fastball inside, draws the walk.
Now batting, third baseman Jesse Donahoe.
Fourth base on balls issued by Coastal Carolina pitching. Flukie and Horn. Jesse Donahoe with an RBI single in the second. Walked and scored a run in the fourth. Currently hitting .276 on the year. Looks at ball one on a pitch outside, 1-0. Time called as Caden Bodine heads out from behind home plate. Having a quick word now with Darren Horn. Donahoe steps back in, awaiting the pitch from Horn. Here's the 1-0. That missed way outside. Two balls, no strikes. Again, Darren Horn, a redshirt junior out of Bluffton, South Carolina. Strike on the 2-0 pitch. One out, one on for Georgia State here in the fifth. And that's going to be a chopper to second. 2 second for one. And Donahoe is aboard at first. So they get the lead runner. As McGinnis is thrown out down at second on the force.
Right fielder, Jay Williams.
4-6 on the fielder's choice. And Jay Williams will make his way to home plate. Two down here in the Georgia State fifth. Williams 0 for 1 today, a walk and a strikeout. Currently hitting .287 on the year. First pitch on the way from Horn. Fastball low, ball one. Horn doesn't waste a lot of time in between pitches. This one hit in the air right field, and it is going to hit off the base of the wall for Jay Williams. They're going to wave Donahoe around. He'll come around third and score. Jay Williams, RBI double off the base of the wall in right center. Panthers pick up their eighth hit of the ball game as Horn runs into a little bit of a buzzsaw here in the bottom of the fifth. Donahoe scores his second run of the ball game. And for Jay Williams, who was 0 for 4 on Friday night, he's got his first hit of the series. Hit number 30 for him on the season. He drives in his 19th run of the year. And it's now a 5-run game, 10-5 Coastal Carolina. And a first pitch. Horn to Cooper Milford. Inside, ball one. He's currently at .240. A double and an RBI. Boy, a lot of movement on that Horn fastball. It's 1-1. Right-hander comes set, turns and fires. And fouled off on the first base side. A one ball, two strike count. Panthers with a runner and Jay Williams down at second. Two down here in the fifth. The 1-2 pitch. Swung at, missed by Milford. He gambled. He's down on strikes, and that'll do it for Georgia State here in the bottom of half of inning number five. Panthers score two runs, and they do it on two hits, highlighted by the Colin Heidick solo home run over the fence in left. Georgia State now trailing Coastal Carolina as we head to the sixth inning here in Atlanta. 10-5 our score. You're watching Sunbelt Conference Baseball on ESPN.
If you need on-time, expert plumbing service, Conditioned Air Systems is here for you. Our plumbers deliver the highest quality service in North Georgia 24 hours a day and 7 days a week. We've been North Georgia's source for elite residential and commercial services since 1983. Our licensed plumbers offer services for installation and repairs of pipes, water heaters, septic lines, and sump pumps. Choose Conditioned Air Systems for quality service and unmatched knowledge for your plumbing needs.
This is Michael Leader, assistant baseball coach with Georgia State University. Join us this summer for our annual Brad Stromdahl baseball camps. We host a variety of camp options from June 2nd through July 3rd in Tucker, Georgia, for youth players of all ages. Instruction will include hitting, defense, and pitching. Come join the Panthers for 5 days filled with summer baseball fun. To register or for more information, please visit online at stromdahlbaseball.com.
Georgia State Baseball on the Georgia State Radio Network.
Back here at the ballpark at Panthersville, we got a new pitcher for Georgia State. And the Panthers are going to bring in number 40, and that's Dylan Metella, 6'3 senior right-hander from Alpharetta, Georgia, came out of Milton High School, and ended up transferring back to Atlanta to play for Brad Stromdahl once the Furman University baseball program was discontinued. So the numbers on Metella so far this season, in five appearances, a win-loss record of 0-1. He's got an ERA of 14.40. He's pitched 10 innings this year. He's walked 13 and has struck out 9. So he becomes the third pitcher of record. Correction, the fourth pitcher of record following Jake Kimbrey, Brian Crooms, Ryan Lamar, and now number 40, Dylan Metella. Trying to slow down the Coastal Carolina shot of clears a little bit here as we play the sixth. And leading things off will be number 5, Walker Mitchell. Mitchell has walked twice, has scored a run, and has driven in a run on a sac fly. Mitchell currently hitting .290 on the year. And a first pitch on the way to Walker from Dylan Metella. Right-hander into the wind. And the fastball misses outside. A 1-0 pitch. That one takes a dip in the dirt. Briefly got away from Colin Heinick. 2-0 the count. 10 runs for Coastal Carolina. 5 hits, no errors. They've left 5 base runners to this point. The 2-0 pitch. That's a straight-on fastball strike. 2-1 the count. Two-one delivery, low, ball 3. Three-one pitch on the way here to Walker Mitchell. Swung at a fastball, a little high and inside. Foul tipped it right into Heinick's catcher's mitt. Full count here, 3-2. We'll see what kind of a pitch Metella comes with here in this payoff pitch on the first batter he's facing. Out of the stretch, 3-2 delivery. Fouled off behind us here in the press box. So we'll try it again. Payoff delivery from Metella to Mitchell. Lost him up top with a high fastball. And Mitchell draws his third walk of the afternoon.
Now batting left fielder Sebastian Alexander.
10 walks issued by Georgia State pitching to this point. Sebastian Alexander steps in. He's got one hit. That was a second inning single. As he looks at a fastball strike on the first pitch from Metella. Trying to quickly add up the walks that have been turned into runs. By my count, 6 of the 10 base on balls have been converted into runs today. If my quick math is correct, no balls and a strike, time called. I believe there was a pitch clock violation there on behalf of Metella, so it'll, instead of being no balls and a strike, it's a 1-1 count. He'll turn and make a quick throw over to Wills McGinnis at first. Keeping an eye on Walker Mitchell. One pitch. Big looping breaking ball that missed. And looked like Alexander was showing bunt, trying to move the runner. Instead, it's a 2-1 count. Two-one delivery. Boy, that looked pretty good. Just broke a little early. 3 balls and a strike. Three-one delivery on the way. Metella comes set. And delivers a fastball that misses just low. Another base on balls. That is number 11. And time called as Christian Castori will make his way to the mound. And it will be an all-inclusive conference yet again for Georgia State. So Alexander aboard down at first as Mitchell moves to second base. Just tough, you know, it's tough to win a ball game when you've walked 11 batters and 6 of them have scored. You take those 6 runs away and Georgia State's got a 5-4 lead. Just to put it in perspective a little bit. Gifting them base runners. And so Mark Anthony Edwards out from behind home plate trying to move things along here in what has become a really slow-paced baseball game. Already at 2 hours and 35 minutes, and we are in the top of inning number 6. Stepping in now is Ty Dooley, the shortstop. He's got one hit this afternoon. Singled in the second, walked twice in the fourth. Currently hitting .306 on the year. Nobody out, runners at first and second. Showing bunt. Pitch taken for ball one. Metella's 1-0 pitch. They show bunt again, and this one is bunted foul, third base side. That'll even the count now with a ball and a strike. A reminder, same two teams on Sunday as they wrap up this three-game weekend series. First pitch scheduled for 1 p.m. Eastern time here from Panthersville. The 1-1 showing bunt, third base side, fielded there by Donahoe. His only play is to throw on to first to McGinnis. And the Panthers get that first out. Great job on the bunt. Could not have been placed any better there by Dooley as he moves the runners ahead to second and third. Dean Mijos will step in. He laid down a really nice sack bunt on his own in the second. And here comes Brad Stromdahl out of the Georgia State dugout. And it looks like Georgia State is going to make a pitching change. Panther call to the bullpen. That'll be it for Dylan Metella. I believe Tyson Benford is on his way in from the bullpen. We'll find out on the other side of this timeout. Coastal Carolina here in the sixth inning, leading Georgia State 10-5. You're watching Sun Belt Conference Baseball on ESPN.
Let's see, if something costs less, a lot less, but people are actually happier with it, that sounds like something to look into. And that's MediShare. Maybe you've heard joining MediShare can save you or your family up to $500 a month, and that's huge. But it's also true, people are just happier with it. They love being part of something that reflects and promotes their values and what they believe in. MediShare works, too. It's been around for 30 years now, and members have shared more than $7 billion of each other's bills. People love having telehealth and a huge nationwide PPO network, so yeah, really, you can save a ton and like it better. Imagine being happy with how you're taking care of your health care. Whether you're self-employed or part of the gig economy or you just want a plan that you're happy with, here you go. You can call right now and get a price within 2 minutes. A very, very smart use of 2 minutes. Here's the number you need. It's 844-45-BIBLE. That's 844-45-BIBLE. 844-45-BIBLE.
Georgia State Baseball on the Georgia State Radio Network.
Brad Strom making the Panther call to the bullpen here in the sixth inning. He's going to bring in number three, Tyson Benford. Big 6'5 sophomore right-hander out of Ackworth, Georgia. Came out of North Paulding High School. 11 appearances for Tyson this year. Win-loss record, one win, no losses. ERA 3.77. He's pitched right at 31 innings this year. Walking 12 and striking out 21. So he's on in relief of Dylan Metella. So we've seen Jake Himbry, Brian Crooms, Ryan Lamar, Dylan Metella, and Tyson Benford. Benford will face Dean Mijos. After Metella walked Mitchell and Alexander, Dooley, the sack bunt, moved him over, and that's where they are right now, second and third. Trying to close out the bottom of the sixth inning. Two runners on, one out here for Coastal. And Mijos ready to step in. He had two plate appearances in the fourth inning. He singled and then popped up to the shortstop, Carter Bailey. Mijos currently at 308. First pitch from Benford. Starts him out with a straight-on fastball strike. Here's the 0-1 pitch, and that's ripped foul. That's going to land all the way down in the Georgia State bullpen. Down to the count here, no balls, two strikes. Benford ahead. Trying to pick up that second out. Mitchell, the lead runner at third. And he hit him with a fastball that rose inside and got him on the left shoulder. Now the bases are loaded with one out. Second hit batsman. Tazi was hit by a pitch back in the fourth. That one just rose up and inside on Mijos. And it looks like we're going to have a pinch hitter here for Coastal Carolina. Getting ready to come to the plate is number 6, Chad Bourne, redshirt senior out of Placentia, California. This will be his 23rd plate appearance. He has started 4 games this year, played in 11, and he's currently hitting .273 with 1 RBI. So Chad Bourne from California, senior, will step in, hitting in the place in the number 8 spot of Colby Thorndike. And looks at a strike on the first pitch from Benford. The 0-1 delivery. Upper corner of the strike zone on that location pitch there by Benford. He's ahead in the count here on Bourne, 0-2. Benford's 0-2 delivery. Turns and fires, and it's line just fair down the line and right. One run is in. Two runs are in, and they're going to go ahead and wave the third runner. Mitchell scores, Alexander scores, and Miho scores. A bases-clearing double off the bat of pinch hitter Chad Bourne. Well, that's a good way to impress your head baseball coach, Kevin Schnall. All 3 runs scored, and dare I say, the first 2 runs that scored were base on balls. Walker Mitchell and Sebastian Alexander both drew walks. They both scored. And the hit-by-pitch batsman, Mijos, scored as well. So it's been that kind of an afternoon. They're going to show a lot of runs up on the board with not nearly as many hits. Ty Barango will come on. He was your starting first baseman on Friday night. He's going to come in and pinch run down at second for Horn. So, big hit there by Chad Bourne to drive in 3. Bourne, by the way, picks up RBIs number 2, 3, and 4 on the season. First pitch on the way to Sykes. Fouled off it. Jumped up and bit him, I think, in his left leg. They're going to allow him a moment just to kind of walk it off. Here's another look at the Benford pitch. That was tough to see. Barango was in the camera's view of that foul tip. It's a 13-5 ball game, Coastal Carolina leading Georgia State. They have scored at least a run in every inning except the first. Thirteen runs on 6 hits. 2 balls, no strikes to count. Correction, 2-1. Chopper, third base side. It's going to stay fair. Donahoe going to field it. Throw on the run over to first in time to get the second out. Meanwhile, Ty Barranco will move over to third. Sykes retired on a 5-3. And back to the top of the order here for Coastal Carolina, Blake Barthol, who has scored 1 run today. That's off a base on balls in the 5th. He has flown out to left and center field and struck out looking. Brad Stromdahl, slow walk out of the Georgia State dugout. We'll see if he makes the Panther call to the bullpen. Out there to talk to Tyson Benford. Again, everyone now on the hill as the Panthers talk a little strategy. Down 8 runs here in the top of the sixth inning. Panthers do have a right-hander getting warmed up down in the bullpen. That is number 28. And 28 for Georgia State is Nicholas Holbrook, big 6'5 senior right-hander from Cumming, Georgia. And it looks like they are going to make a pitching change here. But we'll confirm it before we send it to a break. Looks like Nicholas Holbrook is on his way in. Panthers are going to make a pitching change, down 13-5 here in the sixth inning. And we'll tell you Nicholas Holbrook's numbers after this timeout. You're watching Sunbelt Conference Baseball on ESPN.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy and founder of Wesley Financial Group. And I want to set the record straight. I am not an attorney. I've never wanted to be an attorney. And the truth is, I really don't even like attorneys. If I sound like an attorney, I apologize. But what I've learned in my 15 years in the timeshare cancellation business is you don't need to be an attorney to get folks out of their timeshare. At Wesley, we've helped over 40,000 families cancel their timeshare, and I want to share with you how we do it. Just give my office a call. I guarantee if we take you as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, or you'll pay nothing. Attorneys, this was meant to be funny, so please don't sue me, especially my friend Kenneth from Black River Falls, Wisconsin.
Call now for your free timeshare exit info kit. 800-919-1441. 800-919-1441. 800-919-1441.
Georgia State Baseball on the Georgia State Radio Network.
Well, Brad Stromdahl yet again made the Panther call to the bullpen. Pitching change. They're going to bring in number 28, Nick Holbrook. 6'5 senior right-hander out of Forsyth Central High School in Cumming, Georgia. Started his collegiate baseball career at Motlow State and then transferred to Georgia State from Texas State. So from one Sunbelt school to another. Holbrook, 9 appearances. His win-loss record, 2 wins, no losses. ERA at 10.66. He's pitched 12 and two-thirds innings so far this year. He's walked 12 and has struck out 12. The current situation with 2 outs here in the inning and 1 runner aboard at third in Ty Barango, who's on as a pinch runner. And so Holbrook is going to face Blake Barthol, top of the order here for the Chanticleers. Right-hander comes set. First pitch to Barthol is low and outside, taken for ball one. Again, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 pitchers. Previous 5 with a combined 11 base on balls issued. The 1-0 pitch. Fastball swung at, missed. 1-1. Count even here, 1-1. Barthol puts this one on the ground, going to be scooped up by Freeman. Easy throw over to first, and it's a 4-3 putout. That'll close Coastal Carolina here in the top of the sixth. But the Chanticleers score 3 runs, and they do it on 1 hit. And they leave 1 left. And as we head to the bottom of the sixth there in Atlanta, 13-5 Coastal Carolina leading Georgia State. You're watching Sunbelt Conference Baseball on ESPN.
Your home is part of you, and keeping it comfortable and well-maintained is essential. Conditioned Air Systems is North Georgia's solution for residential heating, air, and plumbing services. For more than 40 years, our family has been committed to delivering the highest quality service by our certified technicians and plumbers. Experience the difference today when you choose Conditioned Air Systems for your home's heating, air, and plumbing needs. Quality you can feel, service you can trust. Visit conditionedairsystems.com to schedule an appointment.
This is Michael Leader, assistant baseball coach with Georgia State University. Join us this summer for our annual Brad Stromdahl baseball camps. We host a variety of camp options from June 2nd through July 3rd in Tucker, Georgia, for youth players of all ages. Instruction will include hitting, defense, and pitching. Come join the Panthers for 5 days filled with summer baseball fun. To register or for more information, please visit online at stromdahlbaseball.com.
Georgia State Baseball on the Georgia State Radio Network.
Pitching change for Coastal Carolina here in the bottom of the sixth. They're going to bring in number 18, Hayden Johnson, 6'5 sophomore left-hander out of Myrtle Beach, South Carolina, so not far from the home campus in Conway. 2-0 in 11 appearances, all in relief. ERA 3.71. He's pitched right at 17 innings this year, allowing 10 hits and 9 runs. Seven of those nine have been earned runs. He's walked 8 and has struck out 21. So as we play the bottom of inning number 6, due up for Georgia State is their 8-9-1 hitters. Cole Griffith will lead things off for the Panthers. He's 0-2 so far today. A strikeout in the second inning, a fly ball out to right field in the fourth. Currently hitting .264 again this season, 3 home runs, 13 RBIs. At times have seen him behind the plate doing the catching. First pitch on the way from Hayden Johnson, pitching with an 8-run lead here in the sixth. Left-hander delivers a fastball strike on the first pitch. Out of the stretch, the 0-1 delivery. Missed outside, a little low, 1-1 the count. Cameron Flukey started the ball game. Horn. And now Hayden Johnson. 1-1 pitch. Same location, same result. 2 balls and a strike. Two-one pitch fouled off over here on the first base side. 2 balls, 2 strikes. The 2-2 on the way to Cole Griffith. Left-hander Wines delivers, popped him up here in shallow right field, and underneath it to make the catch there is Sykes for the first out here in the bottom of the sixth. So one down here in the Georgia State sixth inning, F9 on that putout. And Carter Bailey will step in for the Panthers. First pitch to Bailey, taken for a strike. The only change defensively that I see for Coastal Carolina, Ty Barango, who started and played first on Friday night, is over at first right now, on in replace, replacing Colby Thorndike. No balls, 2 strikes. Fastball to Bailey. Ricochets off the catcher's mitt of Bodine all the way to the backstop. Carter. Bailey currently hitting .244 on the year. He's got one hit today. That was an RBI single, his last plate appearance. Good eye. It's now 2 balls, 2 strikes. He struck out looking in the second, delivered that RBI single in the fourth. Georgia State has scored 1 run in the second, 2 runs in the fourth, 2 in the fifth. Bailey fouls off the 2-2. Still a 2-ball, 2-strike count here to the Panthers shortstop. Fastball called, third strike. That was on the inside corner of the zone. And Carter Bailey down on strikes. 2 down here for Georgia State in the sixth. Top of the order again. He brings up Michael McGinnis. Michael 0 for 3 so far today. Has flown out to left. He's popped out to third. He struck out swinging in the fourth. Still hitting .329 on the season. Hayden Johnson's first pitch, fastball down the middle, fouled off to the back screen. McGinnis steps back in. Here's the 0-1 pitch. Swing and a miss. Down in the count. No balls and 2 strikes. The 0-2 pitch to McGinnis. Fastball sails a little high. Good eye there. It's 1-2. Freeman will hit next if the inning goes beyond the McGinnis at bat. Hayden Johnson, 1-2 pitch. Again, sails high, 2-2. Two balls, 2 strikes. Johnson fires, and it's foul tipped off the top of the plate. It'll remain 2-2. Two balls, 2 strikes. Johnson comes set. The left-hander out of the stretch. Fastball hit in the air left field, and that one's not going to stay in the ballpark. McGinnis is going to hit his 6th home run of the season with 2 outs here in the bottom of the 6th inning. 415 feet over the fence in left center, and the Panthers make it a 13-6 ball game. How about that? McGinnis touches them all. High fives back to the dugout. Panthers trying to claw their way back into this one. Now down 13-6. And the big bat of Caleb Freeman stepping in. He's due as well. He has struck out looking and swinging his last 2 plate appearances. Hit the ball hard in the first inning, but right on a line drive into the glove of Thorndike at first. First pitch to Freeman, fastball outside. Michael McGinnis hit number 52 on the year. Home run number 6, RBI number 32 in 37 ball games. One 0 pitch. Floater on the outside, 2-0. Second home run of the ball game. Heinick had his 13th home run on a solo shot in the fifth inning. Another one here in the sixth. 2-2 pitch. Fouled off behind us, just to the right of us here in the press box. Two balls and a strike. Wind blowing straight out to left field. If Freeman can get one up into the wind. 2-1 delivery. Fastball just around the knees inside, 3-1. Three-one delivery. Johnson turns and fires. Again, same thing, fouled off just to the right of us outside our window. Count full here on the Georgia State second baseman, Caleb Freeman. Two down here in the inning. Nobody aboard. Here's the payoff pitch from Hayden Johnson. Third consecutive pitch fouled off behind us here in the press box. So we'll try it again. Payoff pitch. Johnson turns and fires. Just hit the outside corner. Called third strike. Third straight plate appearance that Freeman has been rung up. And that'll do it for Georgia State here in the bottom half of the sixth inning. They do score one run on the Michael McGinnis solo home run over the fence in left. And as we head to the seventh inning here in Atlanta, Coastal Carolina 13, Georgia State 6. You're watching Sunbelt Conference Baseball on ESPN.
On-time service and experience matter for your home's heating and air system. For more than 40 years, Conditioned Air Systems has been North Georgia's solution for residential HVAC installation, maintenance, and repair. Family-owned and operated, we deliver the highest quality service on any brand and model with no hidden fees, promising 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Comfort you can feel, quality you can trust. Visit ConditionedAirSystems.com to schedule an appointment.
This is Michael Leader, assistant baseball coach with Georgia State University. Join us this summer for our annual Brad Stromdahl baseball camps. We host a variety of camp options from June 2nd through July 3rd in Tucker, Georgia, for youth players of all ages. Instruction will include hitting, defense, and pitching. Come join the Panthers for 5 days filled with summer baseball fun. To register or for more information, please visit online at stromdahlbaseball.com.
It's Panther Baseball on WGTJ, Murrayville, Gainesville, and W248DL, Murrayville, Gainesville.
Sunbelt Conference College Baseball Scoreboard. Games underway, bottom of the eighth inning in Statesboro. Georgia Southern leading Old Dominion 5-3. They're in the top of the fourth in San Marcos, Texas. Texas State trailing Southern Miss 5-1. And they are in the bottom of the third in Harrisonburg, Virginia. Troy has a one-run lead over James Madison, 3-2. Coming up tonight, 5 o'clock Eastern time. This one just getting underway. Marshall hosting Appalachian State. And 7 p.m. Eastern time tonight out in Jonesboro, Arkansas. The Red Wolves of Arkansas State hosting South Alabama. Right here in Atlanta, we head to the seventh inning. Coastal Carolina with a 7-run lead over the Panthers, 13-6. They have scored a run in every inning except the first. Caden Bodine will lead things off. The 2-3 and 4 hitters due up for the shot of clears here. Facing Nick Holbrook, starts out with a fastball high. And a tad bit outside, to say the least. It's a 1-0 pitch. And this one sharply hit, and it's going to be out of reach of Freeman and Wills McGinnis all the way out to right field. So a leadoff single for Caden Bodine. That's his first hit of the afternoon. He was 0 for 3 on Friday night, so his first hit of the series. And for Bodine, that's hit number 37 on the season. Domenico Tozzi will step in. He's got one hit this afternoon. That was a third-inning double. Was hit by a pitch in the fourth, came around to score. Looks at ball one on the first pitch there from Holbrook. A 1-0 delivery. That's chopped foul. Ricochets off the netting in front of the Georgia State dugout. One ball, one strike count. Top of the seventh here at the ballpark at Panthersville. We're just over 3 hours in this one. 1-1 delivery. Strike on a nice inside-out breaking ball. It's 1-2. Holbrook out of the stretch. This one here, a chopper, two-hopper. The second for one. Freeman, the throw on to McGinnis. The Panthers turn a double play. 5-4-3. Erases Bodine at second.
Third baseman, Walker Mitchell.
And for the Georgia State Panthers, that is double play number 23 on the season. Walker Mitchell will step in with two outs here in the seventh. He's 0-for-1 today with an RBI, but he's got two runs scored because he walked and scored a run in the second and walked and scored a run in the sixth. Takes ball one on the first pitch from Holbrook. Currently hitting .241 on the year. 5-1 off third base side. Count even here, 1-1 one strike, 2 down here in the seventh. Right-hander winds and fires. Missed outside, 2-1. Mitchell at .290 on the season. Fastball just low, 3-1 the count. Brad Stromdahl looking for a quick inning here in the seventh. Almost there with the double play. 3-1 pitch. Outside, ball four. So for Walker Mitchell, that's the fourth walk that he has drawn in this afternoon's ball game. The only other at bat was a fly ball out to right field that scored a run.
Number one, Sebastian Alexander.
Brings up Sebastian Alexander, who walked and scored a run in the sixth. By the way, that's now 12 walks issued by Georgia State combined pitching. Runner goes. Holbrook delivers. No throw down to second. Stolen base for Walker Mitchell. That's his fourth stolen base of the season. Pitch to Alexander, fouled off on the first base side. And the catch made out in right field by Jay Williams right up against the fence. So that'll close the shot of clears out here in the top half of the seventh. No runs on one hit, nobody left, and one left. And as we head now to the bottom of the seventh here in Atlanta, 13-6, Coastal Carolina leading Georgia State. You're watching Sun Belt Conference Baseball on ESPN.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy and founder of Wesley Financial Group. And I want to set the record straight. I am not an attorney. I've never wanted to be an attorney. And the truth is, I really don't even like attorneys. If I sound like an attorney, I apologize. But what I've learned in my 15 years in the timeshare cancellation business is you don't need to be an attorney to get folks out of their timeshare. At Wesley, we've helped over 40,000 families cancel their timeshare, and I want to share with you how we do it. Just give my office a call. I guarantee if we take you as a client, we'll get you out of your timeshare, or you'll pay nothing. Attorneys, this was meant to be funny, so please don't sue me, especially my friend Kenneth from Black River Falls, Wisconsin.
Call now for your free timeshare exit info kit. 800-613-5454. 800-613-5454. 800-613-5454.
Georgia State Baseball on the Georgia State Radio Network.
Back here at the ballpark at Panthersville, flag blowing briskly straight out to left field. As we get ready to play the bottom of the seventh, 13-6, Georgia State trailing Coastal Carolina. And for the Panthers, 6 runs on 7 hits. They've committed 2 errors in the field today. But the errors have only been a very small part of the problem, big part of the problem, all the base on balls issue. Now 12 walks issued by Georgia State combined pitching. So leading things off here for the Panthers, last time we saw Colin Hynek, he hit a solo home run in the 6th inning over the fence in left center. Currently hitting .255, in the clubhouse leader with 13 home runs on the season. As he looks at a first pitch breaking ball from Hayden Johnson for ball one, a little high above the zone. One-oh pitch. This one comes in low. It's 2-0. Two-oh pitch. Popped foul behind us. Runs it to 2-1. Two-one delivery, just below the knees, 3 balls and a strike. Hynek, McGinnis, Donahoe here in the 7th. 3-1 pitch, again fouled off behind us. So the count full here on the Georgia State catcher, Colin Hynek. Left-hander out of the stretch. Lost him and walked him. Lead-off walk here for Colin Hynek in Georgia State. Panthers just looking for base runners, looking to chip away at the 7-run deficit. Wills McGinnis, one hit this afternoon, a double and a run scored in the 2nd. Has flown out and walked since then. Currently hitting .296. Looks at a first pitch fastball from Hayden Johnson, low for ball one. Same pitch, same result. 2 balls, no strikes. Johnson's 2-0 pitch. Taken for a strike, 2-1. Top of the 7th when Coastal Carolina did not score a run. That's the first inning since the 1st that they have not played it at least one. 2 balls and a strike. Missed outside. 3 balls and a strike to count. Strike on the 3-1 pitch. That'll run the count full here, 3-2. Freshman from Noonan, Georgia, digs in the payoff pitch. Hits that one hard. It's going to be singled into left field. Panthers are going to have runners at first and second with nobody out here in the seventh. And for Wills McGinnis, that's his second hit of the ball game this afternoon. He was 2-for-4 on Friday. That's his fourth hit of the series. Singles that one out to left. So a walk and a single with nobody out for Jesse Donahoe. Donahoe hit into that 4-6 fielder's choice in the fifth inning. He's also walked and scored a run and driven in a run on a second inning single. Hitting .274 on the year. Left-handed batter facing the lefty Hayden Johnson. Big swing and a miss on Johnson's first pitch. The 0-1 delivery. Swing and a miss again. Similar pitch. Same result, 0-2. Hynek, the lead runner, down at second. The 0-2 pitch. Donahoe fouls that one off third base side. O-2 delivery again, and that's a called third strike. Donahoe down on strikes, caught looking. First out of the inning for the Panthers. And we got a pinch hitter coming to the plate for Georgia State.
Pinch hitting for the Panthers, number six, C.J. Blackwell.
C.J. Blackwell hitting in that number six spot for Jay Williams. 6'1 junior from Livonia, Georgia. Came out of Franklin County High School, Alabama, Birmingham, and then to Georgia Highlands and out of Georgia State. First pitch on the way from Hayden Johnson, takes a dip in the dirt. Nice block there by Bodine. Blackwell hitting .154 in 26 at-bats. He's got four starts, 18 games under his belt. Has not homered, has not driven in a run. But hitting for Jay Williams. Two on, one out here for Georgia State in the bottom of the seventh. 1-0 pitch, Blackwell check swing. I'm going to check with the umpire down at first, Shaler Smith. He says no, didn't go around, it's 2-0. The 2-0 to Blackwell taken for a strike. Johnson, the 2-1 pitch. That one in the dirt. Nice block by Bodine behind home plate. Runners will hold. The count, 3-3. Wouldn't that be something? The Panthers load the bases here with one out in the seventh. One pitch away from that scenario. Johnson comes set. His 3-1 pitch. There it is. Ball four. No, a late call. They call the home plate umpire, Mark Anthony Edwards, ruled that a strike, and he's getting a little bit of an earful now from Brad Stromdahl, making his way from the box at third. Now having a quick word with C.J. Blackwell. Blackwell thought that was ball four as well. We all did. Yeah. So the discussion continues. Brad's going to make his way back to the box at third. Blackwell now facing a full count pitch on the way from Hayden Johnson. So a big pitch coming up for the pinch hitter, C.J. Blackwell. Hayden Johnson comes set, 3-2 delivery. Turns and fires. Popped him up. The shortstop, Ty Dooley, backing up on the grass underneath it, makes the catch. And the runners will remain at first and second. Panthers were that close to having the bases loaded. Cooper Milford, the center fielder, one hit this afternoon, had an RBI double back in the fourth. He has also struck out, and he has walked. Six runs on eight hits, two errors for Georgia State to this point. Looking to cut into that deficit a little bit here in the seventh. Fastball rises high and inside on Milford. He backs up, and it's a 1-0 count. Here's the 1-0 pitch from Johnson. Get out of the way, file that one to the screen. A one ball, one strike count. The 1-1 in the dirt, and that will allow the runners to advance. Heinick motors on over to third. And Wills McGinnis now aboard down at second. Panthers with two in scoring position, but two outs here in the inning. Another look at the pitch. Ricocheted off the chest protector of Bodine. Mask comes off. No throw opportunity there for the shot of clear catcher. Oh, actually it ricocheted up. Caught part of his mask as well as the chest protector. Here's the 2-1 from Hayden Johnson. A 3-1 count here to Milford. Heinick, the lead runner at third. Three balls and a strike. And that is ball four. So the Panthers do now have the bases loaded here in the seventh.
Now batting number 15, Cole Griffith.
And Cole Griffith is scheduled to hit next. Before he steps in, time called by Coastal Carolina pitching coach Matt Williams on his way out to the mound. And the shot of clears will have an all-inclusive meeting. Quick glance down to the shot of clear bullpen. Not sure if they're going to make a pitching change right now. So far, Mark Anthony Edwards, the home plate umpire, now starting to emerge from behind home plate. Got to head out and break this up. There is action in the Coastal bullpen. Scott Doran, the right-hander, is out there. So he is going to make a pitching change. That'll be it for Hayden Johnson. And it looks like Scott Doran will be next for the shot of clears, as they have made the shot a clear ball, a call to the bullpen. And we'll tell you about the new Coastal Carolina pitcher, give you his numbers on the other side of this timeout. You're watching Sun Belt Conference Baseball from Atlanta this afternoon on ESPN.
Wesley Financial Group is not a law firm.
Hi, I'm Chuck McDowell, the timeshare cancellation guy and founder of Wesley Financial Group. And I want to set the record straight. I am not an attorney. I've never wanted to be an attorney. And the truth is, I really don't even like attorneys. If I sound like an attorney, I apologize. But what I've learned in my 15 years in the timeshare cancellation business is you don't need to be an attorney to get folks out of their timeshare. At Wesley, we've helped over 40,000 families cancel their timeshare, and I want to share with you how we do it. Just give my office a call. I guarantee we take you as a client. We'll get you out of your timeshare, or you'll pay nothing. Attorneys, this was meant to be funny, so please don't sue me, especially my friend Kenneth from Black River Falls, Wisconsin.
Call now for your free timeshare exit info kit. 800-613-5454. 800-613-5454. 800-613-5454.
Georgia State Baseball on the Georgia State Radio Network.
Pitching change for the Chanticleers of Coastal Carolina. In the ballgame now, number 31, the right-hander Scott Dorn. He's a freshman out of Erdenheim, Pennsylvania. 6'4", 220, and the numbers in 10 appearances, all in relief. No record, no wins, no losses. ERA 4.66, 9 2/3 innings thrown. He's allowed 7 hits, 6 runs, 5 of those earned. He's walked 9 and struck out 13. And he becomes the fourth pitcher of record, following Cameron Flukey, Darren Horn, Hayden Johnson. Now Scott Dorn on the hill here for Coastal. He will face Cole Griffith. Two outs, two on here for the Panthers. Wills McGinnis at second. Colin Hynek aboard at third. Panthers looking to, little by little, cut into that deficit, which right now is 7 runs, down 13-6. Oh for 3 today, currently hitting 260. Griffith has struck out and flown out to right field his last two plate appearances. The right-hander Doran, first pitch, big looping over the top breaking ball in there for a strike. The 0-1 pitch. Same pitch, swung at, missed, 0-2 the count. Panthers have left 5 runners aboard so far this afternoon. No balls, 2 strikes. Doran turns, delivers. Same pitch, just missed. And it's a ball and 2 strikes now for Cole Griffith. A 1-2 delivery, turns and fires, swung at, missed. Griffith down on strikes, and that'll close Georgia State out here in the 7th inning. So, big opportunity there for Georgia State, not able to take advantage. And as we head to the 8th inning here in Atlanta, Coastal Carolina leading Georgia State 13-6. You're watching Sunbelt Conference Baseball on ESPN.
If you need on-time, expert plumbing service, Conditioned Air Systems is here for you. Our plumbers deliver the highest quality service in North Georgia 24 hours a day and 7 days a week. We've been North Georgia's source for elite residential and commercial services since 1983. Our licensed plumbers offer services for installation and repairs of pipes, water heaters, septic lines, and sump pumps. Choose Conditioned Air Systems for quality service and unmatched knowledge for your plumbing needs.
This is Michael Leader, assistant baseball coach with Georgia State University. Join us this summer for our annual Brad Stromdahl baseball camps. We host a variety of camp options from June 2nd through July 3rd in Tucker, Georgia, for youth players of all ages. Instruction will include hitting, defense, and pitching. Come join the Panthers for 5 days filled with summer baseball fun. To register or for more information, please visit online at stromdahlbaseball.com.
Georgia State 6-8-2. Panthers just missed a good opportunity there in the bottom of the 7th to further cut into the deficit. But Scott Doran came in and closed the door. And so for Georgia State, Nick Holbrook back to pitch the 8th. It looks like he will face the number 6, 7, and 8 hitters here for the Chanticleers. Coastal trying to win the series here this afternoon after taking game 1 on Friday night 6-5. Again, the offensive output anchored by a fourth inning Sebastian Alexander grand slam. So Ty Dooley to lead things off here for the Chanticleers. He's got one hit. That was a single back in the second. He walked twice in the fourth. Laid down a really nice sacrifice bunt in the sixth. So we start the eighth inning here at the ballpark at Panthersville. Ty Dooley in to face Nick Holbrook. Dooley currently hitting 306 on the year. And Holbrook into the wind. First pitch fastball low for ball one. One oh pitch finds the strike zone. Count even here, a ball and a strike. Holbrook waves off the first sign. 1-1 pitch. Swung at, missed. He wanted fastball. Dooley couldn't get around on it. It's 1-2. Just missed. Outside, a little high. 2-2 the count. Two-two delivery. Breaking ball missed up top and outside. Three balls, two strikes. They run the count full here on the leadoff hitter, Ty Dooley. Wind picks up. Flag out in left center, blowing straight out. Here's the payoff pitch. And that's going to be a chopper towards Freeman. And not able to scoop it cleanly. That'll be an error, the third error committed by Georgia State here in the ballgame. And the leadoff hitter aboard. Dooley reaches on an E4.
Now batting, center fielder, Dean Mijos.
So that'll make way for Dean Mijos. He's got one hit in the ballgame. That was a single back in the fourth. Fastball high, helmet high there on Mijos. Backs him out of the box a little bit. It's a ball and no strikes. A 1-0 pitch. This is a line drive that's going to drop out in center field. Dooley will hold it second. And with nobody out, Coastal Carolina now with runners at first and second. Second hit of the ball game for Mijos.
Now batting for Coastal Carolina, number 10, Ty.
Stepping in now is another pinch hitter. Correction. Ty Barango, who came in to pinch run and take over at first. One ball, no strikes. Showing bunt. That one backs him out of the box there a little bit. Barango, redshirt junior from San Mateo, California. Currently hitting 133 in 30 plate appearances this year. Shows bunt again, and that's taken for a strike. It's 2-1. That single for Mijos, by the way, his second hit of the game, his 41st hit of the season. Wells Sykes in the on-deck circle. number 9 hitter in the order. 2 balls and a strike. Holbrook will step off the rubber. Holbrook's 2-1 pitch, showing bunt again. That's taken for a strike. It's now 2-2. And time called. Is Barango going to have a quick word with head coach Kevin Schnall? Two-two count here on the first baseman, Ty Barango. The right-hander Holbrook drops a beautiful pitch in there, called third strike. First out here in the eighth. Slow walk back to the dugout. Totally fooled him on that pitch. And Wells Sykes will make his way to home plate. One run scored. That was after he was walked. One of the 6 walks issued in the fourth inning, he came around to score. He has also struck out, flown out to left, and grounded out to third. So again, 0 for 3 with a walk. Looks at a first pitch fastball. Fouls it right to the back screen. That may have ricocheted off the mask of Mark Anthony Edwards, the home plate umpire. Colin Hynek will walk the ball back out to the mound to Holbrook just to give the home plate umpire a moment. Sykes at 267 on the season. Here's the 0-1 delivery. There's a strike. Curveball there from Holbrook, it looked like. He's ahead in the count here, 0-2. The 0-2 delivery, fastball hit in the air right field. Shading back for the Panthers. Underneath it, making the catch for Georgia State is Blackwell. Runners advance to second and third. So 2 down here in the eighth with runners at second and third now for Coastal Carolina. The Panthers outfield now showing McGinnis, Milford, and of course Blackwell, who came in to pinch hit, taking over for Jay Williams out in right. First pitch on the way to Blake Barthol. Taken for ball one. Coming up on 35 pitches for Holbrook. Brad Stromdahl has used 6 pitchers here in game 2 to this point. A 1-0 pitch dropped in there for a strike. 1-1 the count. Big swing and a miss. 1-2. On that breaking ball that hits outside in on that last pitch. Dooley the lead runner with Mijos down at second. Holbrook's 1-2 pitch. Thought he had him on the inside corner. Instead, it's 2-2. Some of the Georgia State fans disagree. Holbrook comes set with the 2-2 pitch. That one missed inside, a little low, 3-2. Runs the count full here on Blake Barthol. Barthol with one hit in the series. That was on Friday night. Here's the payoff pitch. Lost him, and that walk is going to load the bases. Thirteenth walk issued by Georgia State pitching this afternoon. And Caden Bodine will step in. Singled his last time up in the seventh, currently hitting just a tad below 300. He's right at 298 with three home runs, 22 RBIs. Holbrook just trying to close out the eighth inning here with two outs and the bases loaded. Ball one on the first pitch to Bodine. Holbrook delivers that one in the dirt. It's 2-0. Bodine has already walked twice. 2-0 delivery. Fastball hit right back up the middle. It's smothered there by Bailey. Throw on to first is not in time. One run scores. The second run will not score. Tagged out at home by Colin Hynek. Mijos was tagged out. The run does cross home plate. And that was the run scored by Ty Dooley, who reached on the error. And the third out is the throw home, tagging out Mijos. So one run crosses here in the top of the eighth for Coastal Carolina. And they now lead Georgia State 14-6 as we head to the bottom of the eighth inning here at Panthersville. Back with more after this timeout. You're watching Sunbelt Conference Baseball on ESPN.
If you're 65 or older, you know this. Seeing your healthcare costs go up and up is frustrating. And maybe you were just notified that your Medicare costs are increasing again, or you're just tired of the massive deductibles. Well, here's some good news. There's a program that can really help with this. It's MediShare 65 Plus. It's an affordable, reliable alternative. You can choose any Medicare provider. You get telehealth access anytime you need it. And MediShare 65 Plus is a low-cost option for those with Medicare Parts A and B, and it fills in the gaps where Medicare stops. MediShare is a Christian healthcare community that aligns with your faith. People actually pray for you. They encourage you. And it's proven, too. It's been going strong for over 30 years now. So call now. You can get one low monthly price for up to 10 years. You're not stuck with increasing costs. You can do something about this today. Call MediShare 65 Plus. Find out how much you can save. Call 833-SHARE-55. That's 833-SHARE-55. 833-SHARE-55.
Georgia State Baseball on the Georgia State Radio Network.
All right, back here at the ballpark at Panthersville, that previous play at home plate is now under review. Right now it's a 14-6, bottom of the eighth, Coastal Carolina advantage. I had Caden Bodine with an RBI single that scored Dooley. And the third out was Mijos, tagged out at home plate by Colin Hynek. So not quite sure what within that play is under review, but that's the situation we're in right now. So I've just been told what is under review is whether or not the play at first on Bodine was the out, which means the run would not have scored. They've put the Dooley run up there, and here's the ruling. And they did rule Caden Bodine safe, so that's a single, and the third out was the out at home plate. So for Caden Bodine, he picks up hit number 38 on the year. That's his second hit of the game here in game two. And he drives in his 22nd run of the season. Dooley comes around and scores after reaching on the error. And then Mijos was the third out. We're going to take another look on that last at-bat here from Caden Bodine. The pitch from Holbrook. That's on the ground. Nice job smothering that by Bailey. The throw to first was not in time. There you see Dooley coming home to score. That run counts right there. And it's the throw from McGinnis to Hynek. And the tag of Mijos for out number three. So I think that clearly explains what happened. And now Coastal Carolina takes a 14-6 lead into the bottom of the eighth inning. 14 runs on 9 hits. They've not committed an error this afternoon here at game two. And Georgia State with 6 runs on 8 hits. The Panthers have committed 3 errors here in this one. Well, due up for Georgia State here in the bottom of the eighth. And leading things off for Georgia State. Here's what's coming up for Coastal Carolina. They'll close out the series here in Atlanta tomorrow at 1. They've got a midweek game at Wake Forest on the 15th. And then next weekend they will host Marshall in Conway on the 17th, 18th, and 19th. Pinch hitter for Georgia State. Now at the plate is Austin Sellers, 5'11 freshman out of Fayetteville, Georgia. Came out of Stars Mill High School. And he takes a first pitch strike from Scott Dorn. Sellers currently hitting .250, a couple of RBIs in a limited role this year. Count even now, 1-1. He's hitting out of the number 9 spot for Carter Bailey. The 1-1 pitch. Missed. 2-0 the count. Michael McGinnis in the on-deck circle. Coming up on a 4-hour baseball game here in game two. Two balls and a strike. Doran out of the stretch. Swung at, missed. It's 2-2. Big cut there by Sellers. Well, the count even here at 2-2. Doran hits the corner for strike 3. Sellers caught looking. And, I mean, that must have just hit the corner, the furthest section of the corner. One down here in the Georgia State eighth. And top of the order again for the Panthers now for Michael McGinnis. So McGinnis currently 1-for-4 today, 333 on the year. And Doran drops an over-the-top strike right into the zone. Nice pitch there by Scott Doran. The 0-1 pitch. Tried the same release, not the same result, and the count is even at 1-1. 1-1 McGinnis drives this one out into center field on the run, making the catch is Mijos for the second out here in the eighth inning. That was a well-hit ball. Good speed by Mijos from center field to run that one down. And the Panthers with two outs here in the eighth. Caleb Freeman, the Panthers' second baseman, stepping in. He's had a tough day today for the Panthers. 0-4 with three strikeouts. Hit the ball hard, but the line drive right into the glove of Thorndike at first, back in the first inning. Takes a ball on the first pitch from Doran. Right-hander winds, misses outside. It's 2-0. Got a little bit of a shift on now for Coastal Carolina. Get out of the way, rips that one foul first base side. That'll scatter some folks over there in the Coastal Carolina dugout. Walker Mitchell basically playing at shortstop. Barthol. Aduli and Barthol, obviously. Well, Barthol's actually over on the grass in shallow right. Aduli playing where your second baseman would normally be. Three balls and a strike, the count here to Caleb Freeman. Nobody on, two down. Doran drops strike two right into the zone. And the count full here, 3-2. Freeman digs in, payoff pitch. And he lines this one into the gap in right field. That'll be his first hit of the afternoon. He's going to round first and head into second standing up. Caleb Freeman, a two-out double. Into the gap in right. And for Freeman, that is his 48th hit of the season. Talked early about his ability to hit doubles. That's a Division I leading 21st double for Caleb. Tops in all of D1 college baseball. Keeps the eighth inning alive here for Georgia State. Panthers down 14-6. Colin Hynek 1-for-3 today. Hit his 13th home run earlier this afternoon as he takes a looping strike one on the first pitch from Doran. The 0-1 pitch missed outside. Same thing. Trying to come over the top. It's 1-1. Conditions just right for Colin Hynek out there in left field. The way the wind is blowing out. 1-1 pitch. Above the zone. And it's two balls and a strike. Two-one pitch misses. It's three balls and a strike. Doran's 3-1 delivery, and that's fouled off over on the first base side. Count full here, 3-2. Seen a lot of situations this afternoon where the counts have been run full. Here's the payoff pitch to Colin Hynek. And get out of the way, fouls that one, sharply hit. Down, that's going to roll all the way down to the Georgia State bullpen. So Doran will try it again. A payoff pitch here to Colin Hynek. Right-hander. Lost him and walked him. And the Panthers now going to have runners at first and second with two outs here in the eighth. They'll bring up the Georgia State first baseman, Wills McGinnis. He's got two hits today, double and a run scored in the second. And then came back and singled in the seventh. In between, he walked and had a fly ball out to center field. First pitch to McGinnis. Fastball misses outside, 1-0. Coastal Carolina has stranded 9 base runners. Georgia State has stranded 8. Panthers left the bases loaded in the 7th. And now a little bit of a discrepancy as to whether or not McGinnis was hit by the pitch. And the home plate umpire, Mark Anthony Edwards, going to call Shaler Smith and Lee Catanzaro together. Quick discussion about that last pitch. On the inside of his right foot, is it going to go as a hit batsman? Yes, it is. So the Panthers are going to have the bases loaded again here in the 8th. McGinnis hit by a pitch. And now Kevin Schnall will emerge from the Coastal Carolina dugout and get some clarification on that play from the home plate umpire. Matt Williams at the same time with a conference on the hill. They talk a little strategy here. They've got a 14-6 lead, so they're up 8 runs. But Georgia State with the bases loaded right now, 2 outs here in the 8th. Dangerous bat of Jesse Donahoe steps up. He's got one hit this afternoon. That was an RBI single earlier in the game, back in the 2nd. He struck out looking his last plate appearance. My guess is he won't be looking much here in this plate appearance. Panthers playing with a sense of urgency here. Again, trailing by 8 runs. First pitch on the way from Doran. Broke early. Taken for ball one. C.J. Blackwell in the on-deck circle. One-oh pitch. And that's a line drive back up the middle. One run is in. Freeman will score. Coming around to score is Colin Hynek, and the Panthers have plated two here with two outs in the 8th inning. Hard hit ball off the bat of Jesse Donahoe, and that will go as a 2-RBI single.
Now batting, number 6, CJ.
Freeman scores. Colin Hynek, who drew the walk, comes around to score. And now it'll bring up C.J. Blackwell. He popped out to the shortstop in his only previous plate appearance since coming in to pinch hit in the 7th. By the way, for Donahoe, hit number 38. And he picks up 2 more RBIs. He's got 3 ribbies so far today. Those are RBIs 27 and 28. Blackwell takes a breaking ball strike on the first pitch. It's now 14-8 here in the 8th inning. 22 combined runs, 19 combined hits. Foul tipped. And that one, I believe, bit the left leg of the right leg there of Caden Bodine. Blackwell, though, down on the count here. No balls and 2 strikes. No balls, 2 strikes. Good eye there by Blackwell. Doesn't chase a pitch on the outside. It's 1-2. Come on, Doran's 1-2 pitch. Drop that one in there. They're going to check on the check swing with the umpire at first. They're going to wave it off, say he did not go around. It's a two-ball, two-strike count. Two balls, two strikes, runners at the corners. Doran delivers, and he swung at that one. He's down on strikes, and that'll close Georgia State out here in the eighth inning. So Blackwell trying to keep the inning alive, but Georgia State scores two runs on two hits, no errors, and they leave two. And as we head to the ninth inning here in Atlanta, 14-8, Coastal Carolina leading Georgia State. You're watching Sun Belt Conference Baseball on ESPN.
NO 97.5 Glory FM, WGTJ, Murrayville, Gainesville, and W248DL, Murrayville, Gainesville.
Injuries are never planned and often happen after hours or over the weekend. That's why NGPG Orthopedic and Sports Medicine offers the Black and Blue Walk-In Clinic for injured athletes every Monday morning in their offices in Gainesville, Braselton, Buford, Houston, and Jefferson. No need to call. Just walk right in between 8:30 and 11:30 on Monday mornings. And one of their sports medicine and orthopedic doctors will be there to help identify, treat, and care for your injury. To learn more, you may visit ngpg.org/blackandblue.
This is Michael Leader, assistant baseball coach with Georgia State University. Join us this summer for our annual Brad Stromdahl baseball camps. We host a variety of camp options from June 2nd through July 3rd in Tucker, Georgia, for youth players of all ages. Instruction will include hitting, defense, and pitching. Come join the Panthers for 5 days filled with summer baseball fun. To register or for more information, please visit online at stromdahlbaseball.com.
Bring in number 17, Carlos Carmona, 6'1 junior right-hander from San Cristobal in the Dominican Republic. Came out of Kingsbridge High School, transferred to Georgia State from the junior college. That was Calhoun College. He's got 7 appearances this year, no record, no wins, no losses. ERA 5.40. 6 2/3 innings thrown. He's walked 6 and struck out 4. And he will try to keep Coastal Carolina from adding to that 14-run total that they have put up. Again, they've scored at least a run in every inning except for the 7th and the 1st. Here's what's coming up for Georgia State. Schedule-wise, Coastal Carolina and Georgia State will close out the series here on Sunday. Panthers are then back on the road, going to pack the bags for Hattiesburg, Mississippi, April 17, 18, and 19. And they're back here to take on the Wolves of West Georgia out of conference on April 22. Then back on the road to Arkansas State, Mercer here on April 30th. Ninth inning here at the ballpark. And the first pitch from Carmona going to be a bounder to short. And the throw on the run is in time. And Sellers, who's taken over for Bailey at short, 6-3 on the putout. Third baseman, Walker Mitchell. So one pitch, one down here in the ninth. Walker Mitchell will step in. That was Tazi that grounded out to short. And Carmona's first pitch. Fastball on the corner for a strike. His first two pitches have looked really good. Right-hander into the wind for the 0-1. That one broke a little early inside, 1-1 the count. Sebastian Alexander will hit next. Carmona's 1-1. Fastball inside, 2 balls and a strike. the 2-1 pitch. He is hit on the ground, and that's going to be a single to left. So another hit for Coastal Carolina. That's their 10th hit of the ball game. First this afternoon for Walker Mitchell. Only because Mitchell has walked four times. He's now got 28 hits on the season. Second hit of the series, he was 1-for-2 on Friday night. So here's Alexander with one out and one on for the Chanticleers. Carmona fastball, low and outside, ball one. Carmona, quick turn and throw to first. The ball gets by McGinnis at first. And Mitchell will head on down to second base. See if they score that. An error on the throw from Carlos Carmona. That would be the fourth error committed by Georgia State here in game two. Pitch on the way. Carmona's 1-0. Misses low and outside. 2-0 the count. Alexander awaits the 2-0 pitch. Fastball missed inside. 3-0 the count. Delivery. Fastball strike down the middle. Alexander took one step towards first. He thought he had ball four. Carmona's 3-1 pitch. That's a strike as well that hits the corner. And so from 3-0, to a full count here against Sebastian Alexander. Payoff pitch. Swung at, missed. He struck him out. What a great rebound there for Carlos Carmona. Down in the count, 3-0, and he battles back and strikes out Sebastian Alexander. Two down here in the ninth. A runner at second in Mitchell, and here's Ty Dooley. Other than the sacrifice bunt in the sixth, Dooley has reached base his other four plate appearances. Strike on the first pitch. He singled in the second, walked twice in the fourth. Remember, he was thrown out trying to steal on the first walk in the fourth inning. After the sack bunt, he reached on an error on Caleb Freeman. The 0-1 pitch. Breaking ball, breaks a little early and inside, 1-1 the count. The 1-1. Breaking ball hits the strike zone on the outside corner. It's 1-2. Panthers a strike away from getting out of the ninth, though they trail by six runs, so they've got a little bit of a hill to climb in the bottom of the ninth. Here's the 1-2 pitch. That fastball missed inside, twisting Dooley around a little bit. Two balls, two strikes. Another look at that last pitch from Carmona. Here's the 2-2 pitch. Fastball missed low. And the count full, 3-2. Payoff pitch on the way. Carmona out of the stretch. Turns and fires. Fouled off over on the third base side. Carlos requesting a new baseball. He'll get it from the home plate umpire. Full count here, 3-2. To the shortstop, Ty Dooley. Carmona glances back at second, turns and delivers. Lost him, and it's ball four.
Now batting center fielder.
14th walk issued this afternoon by 7 Georgia State pitchers. So with 2 outs here in the ninth, Coastal Carolina still threatening, runners at first and second. Stepping in now is Mijos. Fouls it off on the first base side. Mijos so far today with a sacrifice bunt in the second. Single and a stolen base. And a run scored in the fourth. He also popped out to shortstop in the fourth. He came to the plate twice. Hit by a pitch, run scored in the sixth. And a single in the eighth. Hits this one high in the air center field. Battling the sun. Underneath it, making the catch for Georgia State is Milford for out number 3. So Mijos retired on a fly ball out to center. That'll close Coastal Carolina out. They do not score a run here in the ninth. They leave 2. And last chance for Georgia State as we head to the bottom of the ninth inning, trailing Coastal Carolina 14-8. You're watching Sun Belt Conference Baseball on ESPN.
Your home is part of you, and keeping it comfortable and well-maintained is essential. Conditioned Air Systems is North Georgia's solution for residential heating, air, and plumbing services. For more than 40 years, our family has been committed to delivering the highest quality service by our certified technicians and plumbers. Experience the difference today when you choose Conditioned Air Systems for your home's heating, air, and plumbing needs. Quality you can feel, service you can trust. Visit conditionedairsystems.com to schedule an appointment.
This is Michael Leader, assistant baseball coach with Georgia State University. Join us this summer for our annual Brad Stromdahl baseball camps. We host a variety of camp options from June 2nd through July 3rd in Tucker, Georgia, for youth players of all ages. Instruction will include hitting, defense, and pitching. Come join the Panthers for 5 days filled with summer baseball fun. To register or for more information, please visit online at stromdahlbaseball.com.
Carolina drew 6 base on balls. They ended up scoring 5 runs in the inning. And that kind of gave them control of the ball game here in game 2. Scott Dorn on to try to close the Panthers out here in the bottom of the ninth. And Cooper Milford will lead things off. It'll be the 7-8-9 hitters for Georgia State here in the ninth. Currently hitting .231. Milford had a double in the fourth. So the first pitch from Doran, straight on fastball strike. Milford again hitting .231 on the season. That's one of those over-the-top breaking balls. Broke a little high. 1-1 the count. Correction, two balls, no strikes the count. There's the first strike. Now it's 2-1. Well, I think I had it right the first time. It's 1-2, not 2-1. Over the top again. That's a called third strike. They had it wrong out in the scoreboard. I had it right. Milford down on strikes. ...78 miles an hour on that strikeout pitch. And the Panthers down to their final two outs. By my count, the four combined Coastal Carolina pitchers, Flukie, Horn, Johnson, and now Dorn, have struck out 15 Georgia State batters. And the first pitch on the way here to Andon Lewis, hitting for Cole Griffith. We saw Lewis last night in the DH role. Takes a strike on the 0-1 pitch. The 0-2 looked awfully close. A break there for Andon Lewis. Lewis hitting 260 in 73 plate appearances so far this year. Here's the 1-2 from Doran. That's a check swing. Looked like he went around. He's down on strikes. It's now 16 strikeouts combined. And Austin Sellers, the Sellers coming in for Carter Bailey. Trying to keep this one alive here for Georgia State, but down by 6 runs. First pitch, Doran. Strike on a fastball that hits the outside corner. The 0-1 pitch. Swung at, missed. Bottom dropped out of that one. It's 0-2. Panthers down to their final strike. Game three of the series, Sunday at 1 o'clock. Here's the 0-2. Swung at, missed. He struck him out. Doran strikes out the side here in the ninth. And they strike out 17 Georgia State batters between Cameron Flukie, Darren Horn, Hayden Johnson, and Scott Doran. So Coastal Carolina comes to Atlanta. They win the series with one game to go. They improve their record now to 26-9, 10-4. Still tied atop the standings in the Sun Belt Conference. And for Georgia State, the Panthers have now lost back-to-back ball games. They're 22-15, and they drop to 8-6 in Sun Belt Conference play. Line scores this afternoon. First of all, for Coastal Carolina, they score 14 runs, including a 5-run fourth. 14 runs, 10 hits, no errors. They leave 11. And Georgia State, 8 runs on 10 hits. They commit 4 errors. And they leave 10. That'll do it for our broadcast here for a Saturday afternoon in Atlanta. And for the entire ESPN crew here at Panthersville, Dave Cohen saying good night from Atlanta. Final again, 14-8. Coastal Carolina beats Georgia State. All games airing on the ESPN networks are streaming live and archived on the ESPN app. This has been a presentation of ESPN.
This has been Georgia State University Panthers Baseball, brought to you by the Georgia State University Bookstore, the official bookstore of Georgia State, with locations on the downtown Atlanta campus and Alpharetta, Decatur, and Dunwoody campuses.
You too, man.
And by Brad Stromdahl Baseball Camps. Join us again next time for Panthers Baseball on the Georgia State Radio Network.